Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, 6:10, the last of the Perek, and more along the similar lines of the previous. Min HaKruv, if a person takes a neder against eating kruv. Kruv are cabbage. So, Asar B'Espargus, there's some subset of another kind of vegetable, which is part of the cabbage family, called asparagus. This is probably not the asparagus that we know, but rather Ispargus, because it's hard to imagine how the asparagus we know and love is some kind of subset of kruv, cabbage. But the point is, kind of like how all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares, all kruvs are not asparagus, but all asparagus are kruvs. So if a person says no kruv, no cabbage, then that includes asparagus. But min ha-asparagus, if a person says he wanted asparagus, that means specifically the asparagus sub-variety of cabbage, but mutter b'kruv, other kinds of cabbage or generic cabbage he could eat. Similarly, min ha-grisim, if a person says he won't eat beans, aser min ha-mikpa, he cannot eat mikpa. Now, mikpa means something like porridge. Porridge is when you take any starchy vegetable, you cook it up for a long time in water, and maybe with other ingredients, and it makes like a porridge, like a thick, you know, like oatmeal. Oatmeal is a porridge, or farina is a porridge. You can make bean porridge and so on. So the Tanna Kamma holds that although you can make mikpa from lots of different kinds of starches, you can make it out of, like I said, oatmeal, etc. But your classic mikpa is made from grisim, from this particular type of bean, and therefore the names are interchangeable. So Tanna Kamma, when you say grisim, beans, you can mean beans or you can mean mikpa. Same thing, kind of like what we, if you eat like refried beans, something like that. Now in the mikpa, the ingredients are whatever starch, let's say the grisim here, plus there's always garlic. And garlic is included in every kind of mikpa, whether it's a bean mikpa or some other, using, let's say, you know, I don't know, lentils, or you're using, you know, peas, doesn't matter. The point is, you'll always have garlic in as well. As you'll see in a second why that's relevant. So, again, the Tanna Kamma holds min ha-grisim. If you say you won't eat any grisim, any beans, aser min ha-mikpa, also you can't eat mikpa because the beans are referred to as mikpa porridge. Generic porridge is mikpa, and that's that. A generic porridge mikpa is including grisim, beans, so that's that. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you forbade yourself from eating grisim, beans, that wouldn't include also bean porridge, mikpa, because if you didn't want to eat bean porridge, you would have said bean porridge, because mikpa is always referred to as like bean porridge, not just simply beans. So it's mikpa shel grisim and not just mikpa. Okay. Mina mikpa, if you take a neder against eating mikpa, mutter begrisim, that's the porridge, not the regular beans, so it'd be mutter to eat those beans. Mina mikpa, however, if you said mikpa, aser beshum, you couldn't eat garlic, because garlic was included in every mikpa, whether it's bean mikpa or lentil mikpa, etc. There's always garlic in there to give it flavor, and therefore garlic essentially is synonymous with mikpa, says Tanna Kamma, but Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says no, it isn't. Min ha-shum, if you take a neder against eating garlic, mutar b'mikpa, you could eat other kinds of porridges, because even though there's garlic in the porridge, you didn't mean porridge, you meant garlic. Min ha-adashim, if you take a neder against adashim, adashim are lentils. So, asur ba-ashishim, so then you can't eat ashishim. Now, when you eat lentils, if they're not dehulled lentils, so there's like a hull, like kind of like a fibrous shell that's on the lentil bean, it gets mixed up in there. It's not really, doesn't taste very good, doesn't feel very good. So usually it's removed, but if it isn't removed, so then those are called ashishin. And the point here is the ashishin are kind of part and parcel with the lentil, and therefore, if you say you won't eat lentils, you can't eat the ashishim either. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says, yes, you could, because the ashishim are something totally different. They have a different name. They're called ashishim, not lentils, the hulls, and therefore you could eat them. Min ha-ashishim, if you take a neder against eating those hulls, so then mutter ba-adashim, certainly you can eat the adashim because they're like subordinate, they're not the same thing at all. No one ever said, I'm never eating ashishim again, and mean also lentils. Chita chitim she'eni toem, if a person says he won't eat, it's hard to translate exactly, but this is very similar to the expression we had before of dag dagim, the singular and plural of fish. So in fishes, here we have chita chitim, wheat and wheat. It's hard to translate exactly. She'eni toem, he takes a neder against eating any kind of wheat. Therefore, aser behen, all wheat off limits to him, ben kemach, ben pas, whether we're talking about wheat flour or wheat bread and so on. Similarly, if he says gris grisin sheni toim, he takes a nether not to eat bean or beans, again, hard to translate exactly, then aser ben, ben chayin, ben muvushalin, then all beans, however they're processed, are forbidden to him, whether they're raw beans or whether they're cooked beans. Rebuta adds, konam gris ochita sheni toim. If a person takes a nether against just the singular term bean or wheat, so then he means wheat as in wheat foods or bean as in bean foods. He wouldn't refer to eating individual like wheat kernels as chita. That would be chitim. And therefore, says Rabbi Huda, if you say gris or chita sheni toem, so then konam, gris or chita sheni toem, then mutter lachos lachaim, you could be lachos chaim, you could eat them raw. Lachos means to like to chew them. This kasisa word is used when you're talking about chewing something that's not usually chewed. Kind of like, so normally you don't eat raw wheat, so therefore this verb lachos is referring to that. But Rabbi Yehuda says when you took a nether against eating chita, you meant wheat products, and wheat products don't include wheat kernels because no one has that in mind when they say wheat products. They don't mean wheat kernels at all. Therefore, eating a wheat kernel raw would be permitted. I'm reminded that I skipped a second shot in asparagus, by the way. I want to say it for a second. The bartender brought two shot them down. The first was the first line when it said, min ha-kruv aser ba-asparagus. If you take a netter against eating kruv, cabbage, you can't eat asparagus. The second shot brought in the bartanura is not that, as I said before, that asparagus is some kind of like subcategory in the family of kruv, cabbage, but rather when you boil up cabbages, the kruv, it's boiled in water, and the water that's left behind is called asparagus. It's like the liquid. And therefore the point is, when you say you won't eat cabbage, then you can't eat the cabbage juice left behind either. It's part and parcel, if you will. But if you say you want to eat the liquid, you certainly do not mean to not eat the cabbage itself. Therefore, mina asparagus, mutar b'kruv.